Welcome to this Deloitte podcast on integrated reporting. My name is Robert Bruce, and I'm a financial journalist. I was also heavily involved in the work of the Prince of Wales Accounting for Sustainability project, which developed a system of connected reporting, and which led, in turn, to the creation of the International Integrated Reporting Committee, the IIRC. Back in July this year, the IIRC issued a discussion paper for comment, which proposed that the future of corporate reporting should be a form of integrated reporting, and they have asked for comments on the discussion paper by the 14th of December. In a nutshell, integrated reporting is a system in which financial and non-financial information, such as environmental impacts, are brought together so that a better understanding of an organisation's strategy and long-term viability and sustainability can be gained by users, and the use of such information can also drive innovation within the organisation. The objective and aim of today's podcast is to provide an introduction to the idea of integrated reporting and to tell you about these latest international developments so that you too can participate in this all-important debate about the future of corporate reporting. And with me to talk about this is Nick Main, Deloitte's Global Leader, Sustainability and Climate Change Services. But first, the customary disclaimer. I should stress that the views expressed in this podcast are personal views and are not necessarily those of Deloitte. Welcome, Nick.
Good to see you.
Before we continue, could you just give us some more background on integrated reporting? In your view, what is it? What is it all about? How is it different? And why is international action, in your view, necessary?
Okay, well, it's a pretty big question to start with, so happy to try that one. I think the first point I'd like to make right up front in this is that integrated reporting is not just about an output. It's not just about a report. In fact, some would say it's not just about reporting at all. Well, not just about reporting at all. It's about how do you as an organization introduce new processes to ensure that you are considering all the wide value drivers that exist in your organization and all the business risks and all the opportunities across all the various resources that your business uses. So that's not just financial resources. So, for example, you might include natural resources such as water or human resources. So you might think about the skilled and healthy workforce that gives rise to the business that you operate and often isn't reflected in today's reporting. So integrated reporting, in fact, probably enables business to identify those new and enhanced strategies and relationships, the relationships down the supply chain between all the component parts that make a business possible and allow long-term viability and sustainability of the business. Let's think about an example, because that's probably a very high-level way of thinking about it. But if you think about a multinational entity that relies, say, on a water resource or on a human resource, it's got a skilled workforce. Now, it's clear that its long-term sustainability is not just a function of its financial health, but it's also a function of its ability to access that natural resource in the form of water and its human resource in the form of a fit, healthy, skilled workforce. And the cost, the value, and the risks associated with all those, the water and the human capital, will vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. And so management, in their stewardship of the business, has to think about all the resources used or impacted by the business and to assess that entity's prospects for its future cash flows, its future wealth. Existing and potential investors and lenders and other creditors need information about those resources or other or capitals that the entity uses and relies on. So that's both financial and non-financial. And it needs those to in order to assess how efficiently and effectively the entity's management and government board have discharged their responsibilities in respect of those resources, and also when considering risk. So it's not just about reporting. It's about integrating strategies, governance, performance, and performance metrics. And it's also about capturing information relative to a business's performance that you might not otherwise see. For example, employee turnover, carbon footprints, water usage, risk to business shortage from resources. All of those are business drivers and business risks in today's environment. So if they're not considered as part of the strategies and strategic objectives, it's possible that that organization is failing to identify all the opportunities available to it. Now, from that, it flows that the company's internal and external reporting needs to reflect that as well. So it's possible that the potential such key value drivers and business risks are not currently talked about at all in the company. They're not considered in their annual report. They're not considered in how they discuss them with investors. But it's also important that although those things may be discussed in a carbon disclosure project, for example, or a corporate responsibility report, they're not well integrated internally with the way the information is produced for the financial reports. So it's not just about they're not measured. It may be that they are measured and reported in different ways, but they're not reported in an integrated way. They're not reported in a way that brings together the relationship between the use of those assets and the performance of the organization. So it's not just about combining existing reports. It's not just about bringing together a CSR report and a financial report. It's much broader than that. One of the thoughts behind this is to make sure that, you know, because we report on financial material, often it's just thought of as in a silo on financial reporting. Integrated reporting is actually bringing the whole sense of the business together in one integrated framework, and to break down that silo thinking. And finally, the last point is, if this wasn't challenging enough, by the way, because this is a pretty challenging agenda, one of the criticisms of financial reporting right now is its focus on the short term. So integrated reporting also gives itself the challenge of changing that perspective from the short term to the longer and medium and the long term, as well as the short term view. So it's quite a challenging agenda if you think about that. That's quite a lot of complexity.
Thank you very much, Nick. That makes it much, much clearer. The July 2011 discussion paper from the committee proposes a framework for integrated reporting to assist with the preparation of an integrated report. In other words, it specifies the content of an integrated report and the principles to be applied in determining the information to include. Could you just talk us through the proposed framework and what that involves?
Yeah, I think, again, this is really early stages in what I think will be quite a long process. And it's the discussion paper is the first step in that process. And it talks about a framework for integrated reporting. I think its purpose at this stage is as much to stimulate the debate and encourage people to experiment in that agenda. So to do that, it's issued a discussion paper that's open for people to comment on, and that commentary period I think runs to early December. But at the same time, there's a pilot program. So at this stage, I think 40 or more organizations around the world have signed up to become part of this pilot program. And the purpose of that is, if you like, learning through action. By trying to establish integrated reporting reports for those organizations, to learn about the challenges and to learn more, get more inputs about what a framework might look like. And I think both those will be vitally important. I think people are expecting the experiences from the pilot program to provide a huge amount of input into the next stage of this program. Mm. If you look at the discussion paper, it talks about a number of things. It talks about content elements. And there are, I think, half a dozen content elements. Those are just an understanding of an overview of the organization and its business model, and what they call the operating context, which includes its risks and its opportunities, the strategic opportunities and the strategies in which they're going to achieve those objectives or those opportunities, and then governance and remuneration, performance, importantly, and then future outlook. Now, you could argue that that's not very different from the current reporting frameworks that have evolved over time in a number of jurisdictions, that those elements have been considered in a lot of financial reporting frameworks already. But I think one of the important things is that these elements should cover all the resources used by the business. They're called capitals in the discussion paper. And it's also meant to bring into account how those resources are used to create value and their interrelationship between those resources. The capitals they talk about, financial capital, obviously, I guess, human capital, but then also natural capital, manufactured capital, intellectual capital, and social capital. And some of those will be probably new concepts to some of the listeners to this podcast. Now, not all those capitals will be relevant to all organizations, and some organizations may actually be able to identify further capitals that they need to consider. But it's the connectivity between the use of those capitals and the generation of the successful business that that organization represents that needs to be made and is often missing from today's reporting. The other issue or element of the discussion paper talks about guiding principles for the preparation of this report. And those are a strategic focus. So it should really provide insights into what this business is about, what its strategy is, and how it operates. Connectivity between information, we've already talked about, if you like, the connectivity between the use of the different capitals, but the connectivity between the elements of the business model and external factors and how those relate together. It's a future orientation. We talked about the short term versus the long term. Responsiveness and shareholder inclusion, particularly including how the organization identifies and how it builds relationships with its key stakeholders, how their issues are understood and taken into account. And just to the final, there's always a final icing on the cake. It should be concise and reliable, which I think is itself going to create some really big challenges because we've added a lot to what's already existing in financial reporting there.
Exactly. Thank you, Nick. There's plenty of food for thought there.
A lot to consider. Key points, I think, to think about when you're thinking about this is firstly that the information in an integrated report needs to be connected. I think there's lots of criticisms of financial reports at the minute, but some of the stuff that gets criticized, and there's often a management discourse at the front of it. There's a financial reporting at the back of it. There's often not a lot of connection between how these two relate to each other. There's not really an understanding of what's driving the financial numbers. What are the wider factors and relationships? And what are the issues that are likely to drive the future viability of the business? I mean, I think one of the things that's coming out of financial reporting right now is how in the global financial crisis can financial reports not have reflected the potential risks that clearly existed there?
Exactly. There's also, of course, the other criticisms, which have been around for a long time, that annual reports are getting longer and longer and it's difficult to see the wood for the trees. So it's going to be a challenge to work out how to incorporate all this additional information and also keep reports concise. But to sum it up, it seems to me from reading the discussion paper, talking to you today, that the committee's ambitions and vision are much greater than simply fixing the problems with the current reporting model. And furthermore, the committee is proposing an international move to an integrated reporting model, which in my view is no small feat. Though, of course, we do have the precedent in the sense that of moving to an international reporting system, we have the precedent of the adoption of international financial reporting standards, IFRSs, which have taken over as generally accepted accounting principles in many countries around the world over the last decade. But ultimately, it's the globalization of business which has driven an international approach to accounting. And the same driver presumably applies in the context of integrated reporting. So going back to you, Nick, what do you think is the greatest challenge in the midst of this international move or the attempt to have an international move to integrated reporting?
Yeah, in some ways this is different from the IFRS, if you like, standardization of accounting frameworks. Partly because the frameworks existed, they were different interpretations in different jurisdictions and they had to be brought together. A lot of this stuff is entirely new. Now that gives its challenges and it gives its benefits. What might make it easy is if you get to one solution globally, internationally, you might end up with one solution from the start. And I think that's clearly the objective behind setting up the International Integrated Reporting Committee. It is set up with a global scope. If you look at the representation on that committee, it is very broad. But the difficulty is, of course, is exactly what you see in the discussion paper, is there's not a lot of detail there because this has not been done before. Component parts of it have been done before, but not the view, the holistic view that this is an integrated and connected way of reporting. So it's really quite a different way of thinking about the organization. Now, having said that, it's difficult to see why this wouldn't be a welcome foundation for a change in corporate reporting. We can see that there was a lot of dissatisfaction with the state of corporate reporting. I don't think it's going to overturn or replace IFRS, because there will still have to be reports and standards about how you produce the financial component of this. But it is a different way of thinking about what are the important things that you need to manage and report against a business. So it's really early days, I think, at this stage. And you can look at the IRC and you can see they've got, apart from the obvious stuff like the discussion paper, they've got plans in place to liaise with a whole series of other stakeholders, you know, preparers, investors, policymakers, regulators, standard setters, stock markets, assurers, employees, academics, the public at large. Anybody on this call can actually respond on this, because they're trying to get a very broad swathe of input into this. So I think it's different and it's more challenging, but in some ways it's more important too.
Yeah. Thanks for that. One last question, the detail. What time frame are we talking about for this potential move to integrated reporting?
Yeah, well, I think sensibly, the discussion paper doesn't really give you a timetable for this. It talks about perhaps having a first draft of a more formal framework by 2012. And by that stage, they will have some experience coming out of the pilot programs. They'll also have the responses coming through from the discussion paper. And they've got a whole lot of outreach. We talked about the outreach process yep. they need to do. But in addition actually to the formal output, if you look who's represented on the board, you've got groups like the International Accounting Standards Board, you've got people like the World Resources Institute, you've got people like the World Business Council for Sustainable Development. You've actually got representations from some of the stock exchanges as well. You've got corporates on that board. So it's a fairly broad group, even from now. But I think this has got quite a lot of momentum right now. I think you might argue that the corporates might feel that this has been put on them, but actually a lot of corporates are saying this is something that's needed yep. and responds to a need that we see in the marketplace and actually responds to our need to be able to tell our story more fully. So we talked about IFRS. I think IFRS has been going at least 10 years.
Yes.
If not longer. I would hope that this story might be a shorter period of time, because in some ways it starts from a different place. It has a different objective. I'd like to think we get something fairly firm in place within 5. Now, that might be a challenging agenda. And that, as they say, is my view.
Thanks for that. I'd agree that the sooner the better, because it is one of these initiatives where it's not one of these things which is being enforced top down, as you were saying. There's a lot of demand from corporates, from people underneath. Thanks for all of the points you've made. That was a really informative overview. That's all the time we have time for today. Thank you for listening. We hope you found it useful and hope it's encouraged you to participate in the integrated reporting debate. But for now, goodbye.